As I wander by the Seine, I lit a cigarette, a Gaulois, and it was snatched from my lips by the bitter wind. The same way love had been cruelly snatched from my life. For I had missed my rendezvous with you again. For the 13th time, oh, 13 is such an unlucky number. Yes, I had missed a little date. I was late, so very late. The croissants grew cold upon your plate, but not as cold as your heart, Fifi. But how did I know that it would rain and that I would have to catch a train? Oh, it was the last train. It was the late train. And as I wandered the boulevards by the Champs-Élysées, my heart was heavy and I knew that I would go insane. For there was nothing for me left. But I knew that if I went in the Seine, I would get my dinner jacket very, very wet. And as I looked at my watch again, I knew that someday, somewhere, I would learn to tell the time. So I lit another cigarette, a Gaulois, and it too was snatched from my lips by the bitter wind, the same way that love had been cruelly snatched from my life. Oh. Oh. Oh, Fifi, Fifi, my heart cried, where could you be now, baby? Oh, Fifi, 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 Fifi. Fifi, my heart cried your name, Fifi, Fifi, 50 times. I shouted like a Trojan until I was hoarse. Oh, but of course I still held the depths of a dozen red roses in my hands, and a cold, cold wind blew up along the boulevards and tore all the fragile, tiny little petals from the stems. And they blew behind me, scattering behind me in the wind, like my broken life, like my broken love. Until I came to that little cafe where all bruised romantics must come to in Paris. That little cafe where lonely men sit alone at each sad, sad table, trying to forget some sad, lost love of their own. And I sat at one of those bleak tables with them then, trying to forget. But it was no good, of course, I could not forget. And I reached for the sugar and it spilt all over the table, and I drew a little heart in the sugar, in the spilt sweetness of my life. And outside in the cold, cold streets, the dawn was breaking. And over, in my overcoat, I knew I was no Casanova. And I vowed to myself, no more, no more, no more. No more, more. So I lit another cigarette, a Gaulois, and it too was snatched from my lips, not by the bitter wind this time, but by a cigarette snatcher. The same way that love had been cruelly snatched from my life. You know, it was at that moment I came to essential realization of my existential situation. I saw myself drinking heavily every night. Well, yes, at first it would be cognac, but then it would be methylated spirits as my spirits drooped. And I would wander underneath the bridges of the sand like an oboe with your name always on my frozen lips, with your name, Fifi, always pressed to my frozen lips. I would be a derelict, I would be a derelict of love for you, Fifi. As I wandered past the pavement artists drawing their silly doodles and those haughty ladies dragging poodles behind them on a leash, I shouted, unleash my heart, unleash my heart, unleash my heart, Fifi. But there, on the corner, was a little flower girl selling violets, and there was something about her. Our eyes caught for a moment, and I felt myself falling into her eyes, and though a part of me shouted, no, 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 Charles, no, Charles, no, 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 no. I knew I could not help it, and I knew that she knew, that I knew, that we knew, that we knew the first stirrings, that we could feel the first stirrings, the first little tender buds of love breaking, and that sweet honeysuckle vine of love twining through the air. sweet flowers of love blooming in our hair. So I asked her to meet me the very next day at that little cafe, and she said we, and I said yes, us, because you know, my friends, the best cure for amour is always more. I knew that this time I would keep my rendezvous with Fifi number two at 2:30. At 2:30. At 2:30. At 2:30. At 3:30, at 5:45, at 4:00.